Well, in a certain way, life is about heartbreak. And if you haven't had your heart broken, then you haven't lived. You haven't loved. But the problem is that for most people, their hearts are broken very early in life, before they even know what heartbreak is. It's broken by a breaking of the love bond and the trust bond between the infant and the mother. And these days, that can happen for lots of reasons, including the mother being ambivalent about whether to have a child or to abort, which creates trauma in the fetus even before birth. Many women have children via C-section, and that has effects upon the child's consciousness and can produce a trauma and a cut. And if a child is premature and it has to go into, you know, one of those heat boxes for a while, and if it's separated from the mother and doesn't bond right away, it can create a kind of a heartbreak that is immediately defended against through a kind of a paranoid, schizoid, avoidant and defensive attitude, which can lead to narcissism, but also to autism or even psychosis or other mental disorders that are created by the sensor's distrust of the dream field, the others upon whom its life depends. And so if heartbreak happens too early, what it will lead to is a very closed and defended heart that will rarely open again. And then this becomes, it's compensated for by a personality strategy that is often going to create a superiority complex, et cetera. But it will produce a wound that can almost never be healed if that happens too early. And the same is true after the perinatal phase, when abuse can happen in physical ways, sexual ways, other ways of abuse and of neglect and of a non-present, non-loving mothering. And then later, an abusive and dictatorial fathering can produce the same closure, but there it happens at a later date that produces a different psychological effects. But when one has taken the risk of love and one's heart is broken as an adult, there is the possibility of an opening at that point to the real, because the pain is such of an unbearable sort that, I mean, this is what brings most people into psychotherapy, actually, but it's also what brings people to use drugs and anti-anxiety medications and all kinds of self-medicating, alcoholism, etc., ways of deadening the pain. But I think that the heartbreak is in some sense, when it happens, as part of the hero's journey, as part of one's spiritual questing that is a rite of passage beyond the level of the heart that is identified with the ego. That has to break open into a kind of a depersonalization state in order to be open to the presence of that reality that cannot be known from within the consciousness of a heart that feels okay, but is still within its finite prison of the ego paradigm, and has never encountered divine love or the infinite love of God. So it can often be a moment of conversion, and it's often after a heartbreak that you find people join monasteries and ashrams, and they can only focus on contemplation as a mode of healing what has made them dysfunctional in terms of being able to relate to others. And this is when solitude becomes it becomes attractive rather than repulsive to most people who would rather cling on to others. And it's in that yearning for a kind of solitude in which one is free of the ego's pain. And this is the real shunyata, the real emptiness, that one is then healed completely from the ego itself. So I hope that answers your question.